Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know, if all the bathrooms in your house are occupied, yeah, just go switch off the Wi-Fi.
Hadn't thought of that.
You know, it's really quite simple.
Boom.
Yeah. All right.
Vacancy.
Yeah. Vacancy. All sorts of vacancy. That's right. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
All right. I missed these during St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's.
So
yeah.
We're just going to go ahead and we'll
keep
get
moving.
We'll get them now.
Okay.
How's that? All right.
All right.
Patty was sitting home alone when he hears a knock at the door, and there are two policemen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Patty replies, is there something I can do for you? And they ask, do you have a wife? Are you married? He said, yes, I am. He says, can we see a picture of her? So he runs and grabs her wedding picture, and the policeman says, I'm sorry, sir, but it looks like your wife has been hit by a truck. And Patty says, I know, but she has a great personality. She's an excellent cook and lets me golf on Sundays. But,
no, you don't understand,
Patty. So Patty was driving down the street in a sweat looking for a place to park for an important meeting, and he said, Lord, please take pity on me. If you find me a parking place, I will go to Mass every Sunday and the rest of my life, and I'll give up whiskey.
You old liar.
Miraculously, a parking spot appeared, and Patty looked up and said, never mind, I found one.
I got it.
Yeah, I'm okay.
This.
We're good.
I got this.
Father Murphy walks into the pub and asks a man, he says, do you want to go to heaven? The man says, I do, Father. And the priest says, stand over there against the wall. Then he asks another guy, do you want to go to heaven? Certainly, Father. He says, stand over there by the wall.
Uh-huh.
He asks Patty, do you want to go to heaven? He says, no, I don't, Father. The priest says, I don't believe this. You mean to tell me that when you die, you don't want to go to heaven? He says, oh, when I die, he says, I thought you were getting a group together right now.
Not right now.
No, everybody wants to go, but nobody wants to go right now.
Not right?
Right
now.
Yep, right. Patty was in New York.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, who was patiently waiting and watching the traffic cop on a busy street crossing.
Uh-huh.
The cop stopped the flow of traffic and shouted, okay, pedestrians. And then he'd allow the... yeah, you know what's coming. Then he would allow the traffic to pass.
Uh-huh.
He'd done this several times, and Patty stood there on the sidewalk. After the cop had shouted pedestrians for the 10th time, Patty went over to him and said, isn't it about time you let the Catholics cross?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Patty.
Oh, what
yep,
a guy.
Right, yep. Patty was driving down the street, and he was stopped for speeding, and the state trooper smells alcohol on his breath, and he sees an empty wine bottle on the floor. He says, sir, have you been drinking? Patty says, no, just water. The trooper says, well, why is it that I smell wine? He says, oh, my goodness, he's done it again.
He turned
water into wine.
He did it.
Yeah, he did it again, right, yeah.
Dirty rock.
Walking into a bar, Patty says to the bartender, pour me a stiff one. Just had another fight with a little woman. The bartender says, oh, yeah? How did this one end? Well, Patty says, when it was over, she came to me on her hands and knees. Really, said the bartender? Well, that's a switch.
Yeah.
What did she say? She said, come out from under that bed, you little coward.
That's right.
Hey, we got a great show coming at us this week. D.W. Grothy is riding along with us. Kent Rollins has some poetry.
Yeah.
We have Gene Prescott, Riders in the Sky, Curly Musgrave, but let's start with New West right now. Yeah. Chow's on.
Chow's on.
Roll out, come get it while it's hot. Bacon, beans, and biscuits, boys. Fresh coffee's in the pot.
Chow's on.
Chow's on.
Roll out.
Roll out.
Don't waste your time away. It's another rude awakening for a cowboy's working day. Well, you spend your days a sweating and breathing prairie dust. A straddle some old bronco that the devil would not trust. From sunrise till the close of day, till in the bed you fall. Well, it feels like you just shut your eyes when you hear old Cookie's call.
Chow's on!
Chow's on!
Roll out.
Roll out.
Come get it while it's hot. Bacon, bacon, beans, and biscuits, beans. Boys, fresh coffee's in the pot.
Chow's on!
Chow's on!
Roll out.
Roll out.
Don't waste your time away. It's another rude awakening for cowboys working day. As I was dreaming of my home so far away, I was walking with my blue-eyed gal on a bright and sunny day. Then it clouded up in a northern blue and the thunder rolled and shook. When I opened my eyes, I realized that the thunder was a cook.
Chow's on!
Chow's on!
Roll out.
Roll out.
Come get it while it's hot. Bacon, bacon, beans, and biscuit, beans, boys. Fresh coffee's in the pot.
Chow's on!
Chow's on!
Roll out. Time away. It's another rude awakening for cowboys working day.
There you go. Little bean music. More.
Them biscuits Cookie's fixing, well, they're meant to fill you up. And the coffee, it's a jumpstart, lightning in a cup. And the bacon that he's making, well, it keeps your engine greased. But them beans, my friend, they're the means wherein a cowboy spells relief.
Chow's on!
Chow's on!
Roll out! Come get it while it's hot. Bacon, beans, and biscuits, boys, fresh coffee's in the pot.
Chow's on!
Chow's on!
Roll out! Don't waste some time away. It's another rude awakening for cowboys working day. It's another rude awakening for cowboys working day.
Oh yeah, Chow's on. Yeah. Good stuff there from New West. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yeah.
Sure glad you're right. Folks are riding along with us again this
week. Well, got a good one. We fooled you.
Yeah, you know, every week at the end of our show, we say, okay, this is what we're doing next week, and every once in a while, we change our mind.
Well, we had to.
Yeah, that's right.
The book came.
The book came in the mail. Yeah,
we had to do it.
That's right. Yeah. Kent and Shannon Rollins' new cookbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is cookbook number 3 that they have published.
Nice.
And they're all just outstanding. This is called Comfort Food, The Cowboy Way.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing about the whole deal is, of course, the recipes.
Well, of course.
But the pictures that Shannon takes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. And all the commentary.
Yeah. Very well written.
You know, there's great stories and there's poems and such.
Yeah.
And right off the bat in the first chapter, there are 10 top 10 signs you're a chuckwagon cook.
Oh, well, okay. We must do that.
And I want to read some of these.
Okay.
Number 1, your kitchen is bigger than some states.
Okay.
Yeah. True story.
Uh-huh.
Number 2, you have no electric bill.
Okay.
Right. The patrons commute horseback.
Oh, horseback. Yeah, that's the best
that's
part.
That's right. Yeah. And your watch has 2 times, daylight and dark.
There you
go. That is it. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. The nearest grocery store is 60 miles away.
You got that problem. Yeah.
You don't have to mop the kitchen floor.
No, you don't.
Yep.
Here, puppy.
the dishwasher and bathtub are one and the same.
One and the same, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And having a waterbed means your teepee leaked.
I like that one.
Yeah. Days off only come at night.
They do, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Yeah. And to cook on high, you just add more wood.
Just add a little more coal.
Yeah, that's a fact, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah, they are yeah. good. I sure like the way that they set this thing up. They've got a great introduction, and then they start with breakfast.
Well, of course, yeah, the yeah. first meal of the day.
And some of the recipes here, I've tried a lot of these.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
He's got, of course, the old-fashioned biscuits and gravy, mm-hmm. Mountain Man breakfast, red-eye gravy and ham.
Yeah, yeah, yeah that's yeah. a different one.
It is, yeah. I like the green chili and egg breakfast quesadilla.
Oh, yeah, yeah. you can't yeah. beat that one.
Oh,
yeah.
my goodness, yeah. The cackleberry bites are some of my favorites.
yeah. Cackleberries?
Cackleberry
oh,
bites,
okay.
yeah. He's just got all sorts of outstanding recipes.
Well, and it's an entertaining book. It's not just recipes.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's got great pictures.
Yep.
And the stories to go along with it.
And great stories to go along with them. Yeah, right. My favorite chapter in this one, it's called Comfort Food, The Cowboy Way.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite chapter in this one is the comfort food.
Well, yeah, we all need comforting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, and he's got the appetizers and the comfort foods. They kind of come, you know, hand in hand. But mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a lot of those that I really enjoy. I follow him on his YouTube channel.
Yes.
Right?
So yeah, I got a son that does.
Look that up, Cowboy Kent Rollins mm-hmm, on mm-hmm. YouTube. He's got a great YouTube channel, and they have a weekly video that they put out. Incidentally, Kent is going on our next cow cruise.
That's yeah. right.
So keep that in mind, and we'll tell you just a little bit about that a little later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we need to ditch out to a cow commercial, and when we come back, Curly Musgrave is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.